Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
This is going to be such a fun podcast today. With me for continuing our series on leading as the different colors is our yellow leader. This is Ambassador Michelle Payne. She is a yellow leader. So hello, Michelle.
Hello, everybody.
How you feeling?
Good. A little nervous because I'm yellow.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. It is so normal. All right, let's just dive right in, okay? So there's going to be a lot of new yellow leaders listening to this podcast, okay? Maybe they grew a team quickly. Maybe they're wanting to grow a team and they're yellow and they're worried. Maybe we have some triples and presidentials who are listening that are yellow and they want to hear from a yellow ambassador. So that's who we're talking to today. Okay. So tell me, as a yellow leader leading a team that is not full of yellow distributors, what are some things you have to consider as a yellow leader to make sure that you are leading well?
So this is when it's really important to realize what colors everybody else is. Because as a yellow leader, I take emotions and things like that really sensitive and personal to myself. But when I'm looking at other leader or other people within the team, like reds and blues, reds are really bold, direct, straight to the point. So I have to remember when I'm communicating with them that they're going to be really bold towards me, and that's just their color. They're not being bold at me or things that they may say I may take offense to, but that's just their color personality trait. And so I have to learn how to adjust my feelings and my sensitivities to just, it's all about their color and just who they are as a person. So when I'm talking to somebody red, for example, I need to be more bold and direct to them. Whereas when I'm talking to somebody more blue, they're kind of going to just be like here for the party, all over the place, super excited. And that'll get me super excited and more outgoing. Blues kind of bring out the yellow's outgoing personalities. And then greens, I have to remember that those people are going to just want more factual stuff and more details to everything. So you kind of learn as a yellow how to communicate with everybody else. But also, I think the biggest thing as a leader is not to take things personally and not to attach all the feeling to how everybody else is portraying your leadership.
Let's expand. I like what you just said there, portraying your leadership. Let's expand on that. So do you find that as a yellow, that people's success, do you struggle with when you enroll someone, when they quit, or if you have a team, that does really well, and then something like, you know, they get to Ruby and then something falls off, you know, anything, success and failure. Do you struggle with taking that personally? Do you feel guilt over that?
That's been a huge struggle, and it's something I've definitely grown in over the past 3 years, but even to this day, if somebody quits on me, I'm like, gosh, maybe if I would have done this differently, or if I would have been more communicating with them more and following up with them more every single day, they wouldn't have quit. So it's definitely something that I struggle with every day whenever somebody quits. I've definitely built more of a backbone over the years if somebody quits, but or if somebody just isn't being successful, I wonder what I can do differently. Maybe I'm not giving them enough information. Maybe I'm not being super out, like reaching out to them enough. But I have to just, I've really had to detach in a sense to that personal connection with them, and know that they're not quitting on me, they're quitting on themselves, and it's nothing that I have done personally to them. It was their decision, and it's just not their timing.
Yeah, and I think it's important for everybody to understand that all of us, you know, you listen to these leaders talk, all the different color personalities, and all of us struggle with these things. We just have to understand that each color struggles with them more. So I think everybody struggles a little bit with, did they quit on me or the business? But a yellow, it can be consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I'm green, so it's not as consuming. It won't shut me down, but it could shut a yellow down.
For months and months.
Yes. So that's what we have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Now, you said something in there that we're going to elaborate on as well. Okay. You said, over the years, I have learned. So clearly, you have, you know, when you started this business as a yellow leader, you have progressed and you have grown. So I would say that now you're more a high functioning yellow than when you started this business. How do you think that happened? How did you progress from either middle functioning, low functioning, whatever you started at, but now you're a high functioning yellow. So how did you get there?
I definitely feel just the business has grown me so much as a person with lots of self-development and just experiences throughout the business, throughout life. It's put me getting out of my comfort zone to grow myself as a person and as a yellow leader. So now people will almost say, like, Michelle, you're not all yellow. And I'm like, my foundation has always been almost 100% yellow, but it's definitely the business has just taught me, in a sense, how to be more outgoing because I speak more as a leader now. I'm at more events, talking and parties and things that I wouldn't ever have done before if it wasn't for this business. So now I'm like, I can go to an event and have a lot of fun and be the life of the party with other people, whereas before I would have definitely just hidden in like the corner by myself. But I've also just more high functioning. I guess I'm still very sensitized to people, but I've just learned over time that when things are happening, things aren't going right, it's not always my fault. And it's the other people's decisions, whether if it works is going to work for them or it's not. It's not relying on me. And I've just, it's something that's just molded me over time with the people that I'm interacting with and the self-development and the events and really getting like outside of my comfort zone with the business has grown me into just being more high functional.
I love it. So good. All right. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
So much fun. All right. And we will continue with our series with our next colors. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.